About 6,000 people in the Philadelphia region need an organ transplant. The network of doctors, nurses, and family members who wait with them is even larger. Tanya English spent time with some of them.
The wait for a transplant organ can stretch out for years, but when an organ finally does become available, it needs to find a new home fast. A kidney might last 24 hours after a donor dies, a liver 8 hours. A lung or heart needs to be transplanted within 4. When a donor heart matches a patient at Temple University Hospital, it's nurse Liz Kerr who gets the call.
Typically, it's very late at night for the most part, so my phone is always charged up.
When Kerr's ringtone starts chiming, it's news for someone she knows personally.
It's never a bother. Here's the funny thing. I said it that it sounds like Christmas morning. And I purposely made it something joyous that it would be a happy moment, and it is.
Depending on the organ, how long you wait, where you wait, is different. Newer drugs, better medicines, let most heart patients do their time at home. Temple University cardiologist Renee Alvarez says that wasn't the rule 10 years ago.
They would have a wing in the hospital that was dedicated to patients awaiting transplantation, and literally they would live here for 6 to 9 months.
These days, medical staffers monitor patients using cell phones and a suite of implanted mini devices that assist an ailing heart or give it a kickstart if there's a problem.
It's like having a portable emergency room in your chest.
Heart size matters and blood type all factor into the wait time. But Alvarez says in this region, most heart failure patients get a transplant in about 3 months.
They go from an inability to do almost anything to a normal life afterwards. When patients are waiting, that's what we try to keep them focused on.
Lori Smith's husband needs a liver.
His name is Rowling Smith. We've been together for 31 years. Started seeing each other in 1983. He happened to be my softball coach.
For 5 weeks, Rowling has been at Hahnemann Hospital, unable to leave his bed. For 7 or 8 hours each day, Lori is with him.
You're on automatic pilot. I know, this is right now, this is my life. Get up, work out, go to the hospital, spend the day, ask questions, come home, have something to eat, and go to bed.
Smith's real bed is 130 miles away, back home in Lackawanna County, where she's a dental hygienist.
I actually got fired because I wouldn't leave my husband in ICU to go home and clean teeth. You know, he needs me more than I need that job.
After her day at the hospital in Philadelphia, Lori comes back to the Gift of Life family house. The rooms are cheap, just $40 a night.
Sweet peppers, onions, Caesar salad.
Parking is free. There's a hot cooked meal at 6 and company.
You know, you feel so all alone. But then when you finally sit down and start talking to someone, it's like, oh, wow, you know, they're going through the same thing I'm going through.
The vast majority of people who need an organ need a kidney. Their wait time is the longest. Here's one story.
Okay, my name is Edward Spiller. I'm 61 years old, and I'm waiting on a kidney.
Neighbors, nurses, just about everyone calls him Mr. Spiller. There were early signs that he was very sick, but Mr. Spiller didn't take much notice until his symptoms kept him from going to work. One morning, his feet were swollen.
Oh, elephant feet. The shoes I had on had spread it all the way open. You know, the shoestrings wouldn't hold it together.
When kidneys stop working, fluid gets trapped in the body. Mr. Spiller had been diagnosed with diabetes 10 years earlier. And this time, the doctor said the disease had done permanent damage.
And they came and said, Mr. Spiller, your kidney failed. Both of them. They told me that I would have to start going to dialysis. That was September the 18th, 06.
Since then, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, he sits while a machine filters his blood. At first, no one even talks about how soon you'll get a kidney.
Some people be on dialysis 10 years, 8 years, 2 years, 3 years.
This is Mr. Spiller's job now, watching Jerry Springer or fishing shows, biding his time at dialysis. Each session lasts about 5 hours.
Seems like you're there forever, unless TNT... That's a good movie you want. The last hour seemed like it never gonna come.
The clinic has 16 chairs. For 3 shifts a day, every seat is filled.
That's 48 people in there, 6 days a week. I'm not special. I'm just another patient, you know, wait for my turn.
How do you measure that time?
Heart. we become a family in there. You got the one brother, Grouchy. You got the aunt that's evil to everybody. You watch some die. You watch some give up. Then you watch some fight forever.
Before this year, Mr. Spiller had never gotten a call. Then suddenly, in the last month, there have been 10 near misses. Sometimes the organ was a match, but every time the kidney went to someone higher on the list. That's hard, too.
But then I remember, I'm the one that ate all the cheeseburgers and the steaks. I'm the one that didn't go to the doctor and take care of myself. And you accept that reality.
So usually, his cell phone is on.
When I'm in church, I cut my phone off. I don't even put it on vibrate. And if it meant for me to get a kidney, the Lord gonna make sure I'm there on time to get it.